Yes, may I invite you to join in. Take a space where you feel well, where you can move your arms, you don't need much space. We do in the end, we do two steps forward or three, but for practice, the first things, we do everything standing. And like always, I invite you to arrive at yourself. Feel your breath, your chest, the realm of your heart within. And from there, slowly descend downwards through the body, through the legs, into the earth. But stay in contact with yourself nevertheless, and experience that uprightness comes about just by itself. The heels become light. The body starts to feel tall. Relax and breathe. Do one step forward or backward, or relax where you stand. And let's repeat it one more time. And you can already sense that this is already the U that we are working with in this step of the path. So arrive at your heart. Slowly go down inwardly. Let go, let go, let go. And experience what's happening in addition, just by itself. Feel this force carrying you, holding your body, straightening your body, making you upright. And when you feel the boundaries of your body, the verticality, just have the impression, yes, I'm standing in the you. Great, and let go. Now, first step is to really realize left and right are very important aspects in our life. If I feel torn apart, I feel torn apart between my inner left and right. So please do a little step to the right side and just feel, and we will repeat it very often in nearly all steps of the path. Feel your right column for a short while. Yes, that's how it feels. This part of the body carries me now. The other one just relaxes. And feel a little bit into this quality. And then let go, come back, and feel for some seconds into your left column. Hello, my dear left side. How are you doing today? Yes, I see you're carrying me. Let me feel you for a while. And then come back and feel both columns. And then, when we have this aspect that we are in our heart, it's in a way the center. But from there, you can just stretch your hands a little bit out, and then you can experience, oh, the space is also there, the right space and the left space. And just use your arms a little bit to feel these two spaces, and that they are a little bit different. And then just slowly try to bring your arms together. Let the hands stream towards each other and meet. And then the streaming together may continue and bring the hands in, the arms in, and you feel just streaming in from all both sides, even in your body, and you feel a plane coming into existence between these in-streaming forces of left and right, the so-called sagittal plane. And then let go and breathe again. And these forces on the right side have a lot to do with the top-down principles. We have ideas and we want to bring them into the world. And the left side, archetypally spoken, has a lot to do with the receiving quality, sensing quality, taking things in, bringing them to the heart, listen. So when you bring your hands out there and then you let your arms stream in, maybe you feel a little bit the quality of the right side first, which brings your hand in, and then you feel the quality of the left side, which brings the hands in. And then the arms meet, and those two qualities stream in from left and right. And then let this plane come into existence, and then just let go. Okay. And breathe. And now we can just try to combine this with the words of Rudolf Steiner, and Adele will read it to us.
Pay attention to your ideas, thoughts. Think only meaningful thoughts.
Great. So the suggestion is that this opening up means, okay, I'm ready to pay attention. And then, okay, in this right side, that's the quality, okay, there live ideas. And in the left side, I bring in the tender parts of my inner being, the thinking. Okay, I let things be as they are, I just think them. When you bring your arms together like this, some of you might know that, but this is also the U gesture. U is when left and right meet, when they lie on each other, when they create this plane, this something in between, which is infinitely thin, but also infinitely rich, because it consists from left and right. And this experience, yeah, this melting of the hands, arms, of the sides of the body into each other, creating this verticality, but this plane, you can connect this with the words, think only meaningful thoughts. There it happens. So we continue with Adele from there to here, but then we also notice that when we are in our hands, and they have a relationship to the hearts, and in a way the fingers represent a little bit also our intelligence, then we can say or think, yeah, in thinking, yeah, gradually learn. Try to have a consciousness in your hands and bring this consciousness to your heart while still being aware of your in-streaming from left and right in the sagittal plane. And from there, we will let the hands rise above our head and find out where you want to have your hands in connection with what words of the text. Please do it one more time from the beginning until the hands are about our heads. Like always, we start in our heart.
Pay attention to your ideas, thoughts. Think only meaningful thoughts. In thinking, gradually learn that the essential and the non-essential, the eternal and the transitory, truth and mere opinion may be separated by yourself.
Have you noticed that Steiner speaks about three different qualities? And on the way up, yeah, we start in the heart, we pass three chakras. Maybe it makes sense to you to combine the feeling of this movement and the awareness in your hands and this being centered in a sagittal plane with these areas of sensation in your body. Okay. We just continue from where we ended up there, and then it says, okay, it can be separated. And allow yourself, when you just let go, to feel the different qualities in the spaces left and right. Yeah? The right column, the left column I pass through. And then really let go into the earth. Because when you let go, without doing very much, the energy will come back within the body and you reach from down there very naturally again the sphere of your heart. Let's try this one time. Yeah? We are up here above the head. We open up above. We feel the richness of both spaces. And here we open up to the realm below. We open our diaphragm. And we let go into the floor. And then we let go and we connect a little bit what's down there. And notice, oh, what we have let gone comes back and reaches our heart from within. And from there, from the heart, now go forward. And just now parallel, that's the you as you meet it in an artistic eurythmy often. And just try to go somewhere to meet other people with your U. Hello you, and hello you, and hello you. And then come back to your heart. And when you do this, and we have now a very fulfilled heart after what has happened before, really use this energy to go carefully forward. But you know, when you go somewhere, life always looks for a countercurrent. And feel also there's a countercurrent coming in, which reaches your heart. So, by going out towards you and you and you, wanting to reach you, the opposite also happens, and I am reached. Let's try this together with the words of the text. We are here in our heart, and Adele will speak the text.
When listening to others, try to become truly silent inwardly.
And then take your time to make this silence inwardly happen. And then use your left foot to really listen from your heart into the earth there, to your left column. And then use your right foot to really listen into the earth there, in your right column. And then just balance it out a little bit, but still stand in your heart. Let's start again in the heart, do the same movement again, and then continue where the text asks us to consider our value system, which has to do with what lives in us, also in our members. Yeah? And we really just look into the body, what lives there and what lives there, but still staying in the heart.
When listening to others, try to become truly silent inwardly. All consent, and especially all negative judgments, criticism, rejection, in thoughts and feelings, should be abandoned.
You have seen for this consent aspect, I used my left side, yeah, the listening quality. And for the criticism aspect, I listened from my heart into my right column. And then I balanced it out. And afterwards, I made myself aware, oh, Steiner speaks about two areas where I have to try to follow this thought, and then I lift my arms. And then for feelings, which have to do with what's living in my more unconscious part, I just let my arms sink into this area. And then now this abandon takes place down here. I also separate something in my lower being. And a few sentences before, do you remember? We separate something in our upper being. These are two different stages of being in which we are active. And now we are dealing with the lower being in the second part of these words. Let's do it one more time with the consciousness. We are talking to our lower being now, which is not low in the sense of morality, but in the sense of the grade of incarnation. And our heart forces really are forces through, because they are connected with our blood and circulation, which really are interested and connected with our bodily system, life system. So let's again start in the heart and speak to us in this way.
When listening to others, try to become truly silent inwardly. All consent and especially all negative judgments, criticism, rejection in thoughts and feelings should be abandoned.
And now we have arrived at the very last sentence of this text. And it's a sort of bringing everything together. And quite often we have now just been busy with our heart. And the question is, how big is your heart? Just have the feeling, use your hands, yeah, just to gently come towards your heart and feel a little bit, hello, dear heart, how are you doing? Great. But then maybe you also have a bigger heart. Some people really have a big heart. Huh? You speak, oh, this person has shown a big heart. Yeah. Wow. Or maybe you have even a heart which is as big as you can imagine. Wow. And you have a big heart which is all around you, but it's your heart. And you stand in the middle of this big heart. And just imagine that you go to the very end or behind, that you reach out to the points of your heart which are behind you, and in a way you connect your hands with this point behind there, and from this part of your heart you just come towards your body. You reach your body, your incarnated heart, and from there you go forward. And this tenderly going forward with the U gesture also brings you a little bit forwards. You connect your cosmic heart with your steps, with your will system. And then you invite this U, which was raying through you, to really come and connect with your body. And let go. And maybe, and we will look at it more often, the U, when you do this, just playfully, just start again here in the center, and then just playfully do the U forward and go along, and like it, it leans you forward. And if you continue more and more and more, it will carry you along just by itself. The U wants to go forward, wants to bring you somewhere. Just try this once again and let the steps follow when you have the feeling, yes, the U wants me to walk, and then let the U walk. And what you try to achieve is that we do not do it that way, that we notice the U wants us to walk, and then I take over and says, okay, the U wants me to walk, and I walk forward, but I keep this interconnection alive between my arms and my feet and legs, that I have the feeling, yes, the U walks my legs. And the legs follow the U, and not the legs walk because they have understood they should walk. Try this once, please. So go forward with the U, send it out, create this energy, and keep this energy alive, which carries the legs along. And that's the energy I think we could invite, this wanting to walk forward energy, to invite this energy. Okay, now do not let me walk out of the window, please. Please, dear energy, let us stay here. Can I receive your energy completely in myself? That I have this energy of walking forward, now in a way brought back, in a sort of another direction, into an energy which now really raves through. But not because I'm doing it, but because this energy of just wanting to go somewhere starts to live in me. And this somewhere now is not you and me, but it's you and me, perhaps. Okay, let's try this. For the last sentence, just stand upright, feel your heart, which is also as a big space within, but then connect with the space behind of your very big heart, and let this very big heart send its U to you, and then continue. Let the steps be brought along, and then please come. And then just feel how it is to stand like that. And we do it together with Adele. And I turn around, then you can see a little bit how I'm doing it, but feel free to do it your way.
This is the so-called right opinion.
And I just stand and try to meditate through my, with my body, with the cells of my body, what I experience now. Okay, let's do the whole sequence one time together with Adele. And afterwards, I will repeat it one time silent. And you just look what's coming back out of memory. And yeah, follow with what you remember yourself.
Pay attention to your ideas, thoughts. Think only meaningful thoughts. In thinking, gradually learn that the essential and the non-essential, the eternal and the transitory, truth and mere opinion may be separated by yourself. When listening to others, try to become truly silent inwardly. All consent, and especially all negative judgments, criticism, rejection in thoughts and feelings, should be abandoned. This is the so-called right opinion.
Great. Take a breath. Relax. If you want, join in to do it one more time, silently, and just see what comes back to your memory. Now I invite you to sit down, relax, and to listen what you have been doing is activating in you, what perceptions come about from that. How do your legs feel now? Your body, your chest. What pictures come to your mind? What feelings arise? How different to experience your right limbs from your left limbs. How to experience your inner uprightness.